I was just talking to my friend, and she said something kind of weird to me. She was like, Isabel, you have resting sad face. I was like, oh no, it's active. Help. I don't smile a lot in my everyday life. I have kind of a goofy smile. I get self-conscious. But it's fun when I get that cat call, like, hey, baby, smile. Look, okay. But, like, never mind. We didn't want to. I didn't smile a lot as a kid. I was a bit of a weird kid. When I was 9, I was sent to soccer camp. And that was a nightmare because I was bad at sports. And I knew I was particularly bad because at the camp, everyone would call me a good sport. That's where you're just so used to losing and it gets mistaken for having a good attitude, right? I'd be like, well, I lost again. The coach is like, this kid gets it. But I'm competitive and I liked being called a good anything. So good sport, I was like, all right, I will be the best sport. And at the end of the summer, they gave out these awards, and they announced the Sportsmanship Award, and I was fully expecting to get it, and I didn't. Some other loser did. Apparently, a quiet girl named Jenny had been muttering good game the whole summer. Out of left field. I went up to her after. I was like, hey, congratulations. She was like, you should have gotten it. I was like, oh, you're good, Jenny. Oh, you're good. I was a weird kid. I had a good relationship with my mom, though. My mom recently informed me that I breastfed till I was 3. I was like, yeah, Mom, I remember. I was in preschool, right? Kids would be like, you want to trade lunches? I was like, my mom just left, but, you know. I love my mom. Sometimes people with kids annoy me, right? Like, I hate when people show me pictures of their kids. It's like, we get it. He's missing. Move on, right? No, I like kids. They're cute. Kids are cute. I was hanging with my little cousin. He's great. He came up to me and he was like, Isabel, I'm 5. I was like, 5? No way. And then I thought, why is it this unwritten rule that when a little kid tells you how old he is, you gotta doubt it? What a bizarre thing to do to a kid who's just telling you, like, the only thing he knows. If you're gonna go down that road, I can think of so many better things to doubt, right? Like, that's your daddy? No way. I was an anxious kid. I was really afraid of clowns as a kid. I was so afraid of clowns that when I got a birthday party invitation, I would cry. And I would say, if there's a clown, I'm not going. Now I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm just afraid of socializing. So when I get an invitation to a party, I'm like, I'm only going if there's a clown. I need a buffer, right? Someone to interrupt the awkward conversation with a balloon animal, right? You're just talking like, so Sarah got a scholarship to NYU. Ooh, a poodle. So anyway, yeah, it's been good. Oh, thank goodness you're here. Oh my goodness. Oh. I was an anxious kid. I'm still anxious. I have a lot of anxiety. I thought I was dying the other day, and turns out I was just having a panic attack, which is great. But then I thought, what if one day I am dying, and I think it's just a panic attack? It's like my anxiety will have made me too relaxed. Someone's like, Miss, you're bleeding out of your eyeballs. I'm like, yeah, it's just nervous Nelly, you know? What are you gonna do? Like, I think you need to go to the doctor. I'm like, I think I need to meditate, all right? I think I'm all right. I have a lot of anxiety. It makes me fart a lot. It's a bit of an issue. I get really nervous and I fart. I don't look like someone who farts a lot, so in a group, actually think I did it. No one's ever like, man, it stinks in here. I feel like the sad girl in the corner is just farting. Occasionally, someone does suspect it was me who farted. You get one of those fart detective friends? They've just got to figure it out. Going around the room, okay, well, I know what his smell like. You were standing too close, I would have heard it. They get to me, they're like, Isabel, did you fart? I have a great lie queued up for this. I go, look, it wasn't me. I would admit it. Everyone always believes that. They're just like, oh my goodness, we're so sorry. We had no idea. You're so honest. I'm like, yes. In my head, I'm like, you gassy liar. I wish that lie worked for other things, right? Like, Your Honor, I didn't kill him. I would have said something. The judge was like, all right, well, you're free to go, you know. Anything comes up, just give us a holler. Sometimes I take the lie a step further. I'm like, look, no one's owning up to it. I didn't do it, but I'll just take the blame. I farted. Everyone's like, but you didn't. I'm like, I know, but I'm a good sport. The best sport. It's been a bit of a lonely time, right? A little lonely. I'm trying to get out of the house as much as I can. I was in a coffee shop recently, and I saw a mother with her baby. And I went up to them, and I was like, excuse me, she's so cute. And the mom said, thank you, taking the compliment for the baby. And that made me think, like, I wish I had my mom with me to take all the compliments I receive in public today. That'd be nice, right? Some guy walks by me, he's like, hey, good looking. My mom's like, thank you. Isabel, the nice man thinks you're hot. Say thank you. I'm just like, they're like, never mind. We didn't. I'm from New York City. And they catcall a lot in New York. And I got catcalled wearing my mask the other day. And that was weird. I was like, oh, I guess it's never been about my face. Why do I wear makeup? There's this old saying for women, right? The trick to wearing makeup is to make it look like you're not wearing any. So sometimes I won't wear makeup. And then I go up to a guy and I'm like, hey, I'm wearing makeup. And they're like, whoa, but you look so tired. I'm like, thanks, yeah, I am really good at it. Thank you. I think about my appearance a lot. There's this actress named Greta Gerwig, and she's pretty well known. She's in a lot of movies, and people come up to me a lot, and they're like, hey, does anyone ever tell you you look like Greta Gerwig? And I'm like, no. No one ever tells me I look like her. They just ask me if other people tell me I look like her. It's like everyone's afraid to just say it. Why? What's the worst that could happen if you just said it? You're like, hey, you look like Greta Gerwig. I'm like, no, I don't. They're like, I should have checked. I'm so stupid. She doesn't look like Greta Gerwig. No one believes in themselves anymore, right? But I love my family. Love my mom. I have a brother. He's great. I went to my brother's college graduation a little while back, and that was nice. At the ceremony, they had a guy there translating everything into sign language, which was great, except my brother was graduating from a music school. So there could have been, like, deaf family members in the audience, of course, but some of the speeches at a music school graduation just get kind of awkward to sign. The speaker is addressing the class. He's like, music is the highest form of art. Without music, life would be meaningless. The poor guy signs just like, don't worry about it. He changes it. He's like, paintings are the highest form of art. It's paintings. Eventually, he's just like, this guy, you know. I went to music school for college as well. I went to Juilliard. I play the viola. And, if you don't know what a viola is, I'll tell you, it's like a violin, but a little bigger, and nobody cares. They're like, what's the difference? I'm like, well, actually, they're like, we're sorry, we asked. We don't want to, no. But I like telling people I went to Juilliard, because they act impressed. And then I act modest. and I love that. They're like, whoa, Jordan, I'm like, ah. So then they're like, wow, humble and talented. And I'm like, yes. I am perfect. It's annoying when sometimes someone hasn't heard of Juilliard. Because then I just have to politely explain to them that it's a big deal. They're like, oh, what's Juilliard? I'm like, ah, it's just, you know, one of the best music schools. They're like, oh, music? My niece plays violin. I'm like, yeah, she wouldn't get in. As a classical musician, I've played a lot of weddings for money, and that's been nice. I used to have a very positive approach to it, you know? It's like, I'll get to go to so many weddings, so I'll get to see what I want for my wedding and, like, what I don't want. And then I realized what I don't want is a wedding. I thought about it. I want to be married one day. I just don't want to get married, right? I don't want a wedding. It's too much pressure on one day. Too many things could go wrong. I played a wedding once where the officiant just didn't show up. The couple just married themselves. It was very sad. They were like, do you? Yeah. Do you? Yeah. All right, let's eat. I was like, I think you're still single. I don't think that worked. You might want to check on that. But relationships can be tough. They're work. I was seeing a guy for a while, and he wanted to settle down. And I was like, look, I got a lot of things I want to do before I settle down. Like, find the right person. That's a big one. A lot of things. So we have a lot of things we want to do in life, right? My friend, she just quit her high-paying day job to follow her dreams. She says she doesn't want to have regrets on her deathbed. That's what she says. I was thinking about it, though. The deathbed, that's the best time to have the regrets. You don't have to live with them for very long. Who cares if in your dying breath you're like, I should have opened a bakery. Oh. No time to cry about it. I cry a lot. I do. I cry a lot. I look really good when I cry, so it's bittersweet. I catch myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh. I had no idea. Seriously, I got my heart broken, best I ever looked. I have had my heart broken and taught me a lot about love. Here's what I learned about love, all right? Love is the only thing that when you lose it, you doubt it ever existed in the first place. No one ever loses their keys, and they're like, maybe there never were any keys. I don't even know. Maybe I've just been letting myself in with lies. I'm in a relationship now. It's going very well. I love him very much. He took me camping recently, though, and camping is stupid. You go outside, and then you do all this work to make it feel like you're still inside. We brought a stove to the woods, and we have a better one at home. We're just trading in all our stuff for worse versions of it. Why? It's like we're just doing some cheap demonstration for nature on how we live. The tent, we're like, all right, well, normally this is a door. Today it's a flap. Use your imagination. I'm not a nature girl. I like technology. I like my phone. I'm on my phone a little too much. I started using the Face ID feature to unlock my phone instead of the passcode. And it doesn't recognize me wearing my mask. Also doesn't recognize me when I smile. Which is sad. It's just like, oh, come on. Is it that weird? I'm having a good day. trying something new. It's better than if it only recognized me when I smiled, right? That'd be annoying. I'm trying to check my email. It's like, not with that attitude, little lady. Give us a smile. Just trying to call my friend. I was talking to my friend recently on the phone. We were catching up about, like, the state of the world and everything. And she was like, you know, it's 2021. It's time for racism to end. Now, you gotta hand it to her. Definitely time, of course. Why is saying what year it is some sort of reason? Where was she in 1864? Could have used her back then. Like, it's 1864. This isn't 1776, this is 1864. She's just waltzing around with a yoga mat. You're like, what? I don't do yoga. I should probably have some more healthy habits. I have a lot of unhealthy ones. I go to McDonald's a lot. I love McDonald's. And I went there the other day, and I ordered chicken McNuggets. And they took a while, which was weird. And finally, they came out, and they were like, hey, we're really sorry. We ran out of chicken McNuggets, so we had to make these fresh. They're like, here's an apple pie to make up for it. The only restaurant that will apologize for making your food fresh with a stale apple pie. It wasn't. It's like they were worried. They're like, we still got it. You know? That's like if you walked into a McDonald's and there was candle lighting everywhere and a live piano player. You go up to the counter, they're like, hey, we're really sorry, our power went out. So we got a bit of a nicer ambiance in here, you know, a little live music, candle lighting. But hey, if you want to go in the bathroom, still smells like poo. So it's still us. No, I'm trying to maybe be healthier. I'm thinking of giving up meat. My friend, she's not a vegetarian, but she doesn't eat smart animals. That's where she draws the line. No pigs, no octopus. Apparently, they're very intelligent. Kind of a mean way to decide who gets to live. You walk by a pig or an octopus, you're just like, yes, hello, carry on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I read that too. You walk by a chicken, you're like, you stupid chicken, I'm gonna eat you. That's like if you met a cannibal and he's like, well, I don't eat valedictorians. My friend, she says she won't eat an animal who can remember its own name. That's where she determines it. How do they test that? They're going to kill the pig. They're like, say your name. He's like, Jeffrey! I love animals, I do. I'm thinking of getting a dog. Maybe gonna rescue one. That seems like a nice thing to do. But what I don't understand about the whole rescue process is at the shelter, when the dogs don't get adopted and there's no more space, why do they have to kill them? That seems unnecessary to me. Like, if dogs could talk, I'd be like, well, Spot, we loved having you here, but no one's come to adopt you. There's no more space, so we gotta kill you. The dog would be like, yeah, I'll just go. Just open the door. It's unnecessary. When you evict your tenant, you don't kill them. Could you imagine? Like, you hear about Joe, he couldn't pay his rent, they had to put him down. If they want more people to rescue dogs, what they should do is at the shelter, really make it feel like you're rescuing the dog from danger at that moment. Set it up. When I go, I want to see a dog just suspended over hot lava. Some weird guys like lowering it down with a crank. I run and I'm like, excuse me, please stop that. Yeah, I'll be taking that. I'll go to safety. That's right. Everyone's like, she's a hero. I'm like, I don't even know who rescued who, you know?